Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 8. We left off there last week we have some new folk here. I'd sure love to have them. Well, you're welcome. We've been going verse by verse through the book of Hebrews. And it's been weeks, probably a good year, that we've been going through the book of Hebrews. And we're getting close to the end of the book of Hebrews. And so chapter number 13, verse number 8, a verse very, 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 very familiar to all of us. Most all of us can quote it, and we use it all the time. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all God's people said, amen. We tend to think, you know, as we go through the book of Hebrews, Paul writes to these Jewish believers who, in fact, they've stayed by the stuff. They haven't left the assembly. Matter of fact, remember when we were in Hebrews 10, it said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, so much the more as you see the day approaching. So you see, a lot of the Jewish believers went back to Judaism, went back to the temple, offering their lambs, and once again, crucifying Christ afresh. And that's what all that was about that we saw earlier in the book of Hebrews. Well, we looked at the last 2 weeks about when he was talking about the pastors and others. Remember, let brotherly love continue. But when he gets to verse number 8, he hasn't switched gears. Paul, of course, we know this is all inspired by God. I believe that every word is inspired by God. And I believe Paul the Apostle wrote the book of Hebrews. And so as he was writing these things, the Holy Spirit is directing him to what to pin down. So he didn't switch gears. You know, a lot of times when I'm talking, or even in my message, we use the terms, well, I'm going to go chase a rabbit, you know, and you're preaching, all of a sudden you kind of get off subject and you go somewhere else. Paul didn't do that here. And so why did he say Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, after he had just told him in verse number 7 about those pastors and those in authority, you know, to pray for them, remember them and all? At first glance, it may seem that this is out of place. Verse number 8, or just kind of plugged in. However, Paul did not switch gears when he wrote Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. These two verses, when you put 7 and 8 together, teach us something, that godly men and women, pastors and teachers, they come and go. Hebrews chapter number 11 is a great example of that. All those heroes of the faith, well, they are gone. As far as we say gone, they're in heaven, you know, talking about all the ones that have gone before. They come and go. But Jesus Christ, he always remains. And that's what he wanted to share in this verse. Paul did not diminish the value of solid pastors and sound leaders and teachers, but declared that men would move on or die, while Jesus Christ remains unchanging, steady, and solid. As we get to looking at it, we call it the immutability of Jesus Christ. But something that just, as I was looking at this again this week, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mentioned the close of last week's lesson that people change, churches change, our society changes, the world changes, but God's never changes. The Word of God never changes. And I just wanted to share some thought, and I did a little bit of research. It may be boring to you, but to me, the more I dug, the more interesting it got, and I could have went on and on with what I was kind of digging out the last couple of days. But he just finished about, in verse number 7, about pastors. You remember them would have the rule over you, and of course we looked at that word rule. Didn't mean that they were dictators. It means that they were placed in authority as a shepherd, under-shepherd for the church. And yet we see that there are changes come about in a lot of churches. When a pastor passes away, or maybe a pastor leaves, it affects the churches. And I noted three churches, and I picked on the Baptist, okay, because I is one. So I looked at three churches in particular that were great churches of yesteryear. First one I looked at, again, remember, Jesus never changes, but people come and go. I don't know if you ever heard of Akron Baptist Temple in Akron, Ohio. How many of you ever heard that? A fellow by the name of Dallas Billington started it in 1935. That church grew to 15,000 members. The attendance reached 7,000 average. Had facilities on 29 acres, three separate sanctuaries, an indoor and an outdoor sports facility. But I won't have time to do some research and just hear just a couple. They had to sell the building, had to do something with. Long story short, it's in downtown Akron, huge soul-winning station for years and years. The pastor died. His son came in. It kind of passed on down through a couple of different pastors. But today, that building has become deserted. Or should I say buildings. It's trashed, heavily looted. Homeless people are living in this huge facility. And the city of Akron is wanting to demolish the buildings. This was one of the Lord's churches. And we're not talking about centuries ago. We're talking just a few years ago that this church was active. But things happen. I have to be careful when I'm talking because this is going out on the radio and the internet and all. But if you build something upon a man, it ain't going to last. Because when that man's gone, if it's built upon... But Jesus said, I'm going to build a church. And if a church is built upon Jesus Christ and the doctrines and the teachings of the Word of God, well, then, you know, we're studying in the book of Revelation on Mondays at the college, and I'm teaching Daniel and Revelation. And we looked at the seven churches of Asia. Revelation 2 and 3, those great churches, Philadelphia and these other churches that we looked at, they're no longer in existence. You know, the church at Thyatira and Laodicea, they're gone. So over the years, things happen. But it's amazing to me in a relatively a short time that a church like that is now sitting emptied in the city, as we're speaking now. It's talking about demolishing it and do something with that. There's a second one. You ever heard of Highland Park Baptist Church? Dr. Lee Robertson started it in 1942. And I'm looking out over the congregation. Some of y'all were born before then. Yeah. Tennessee Temple, that great, thousands of people went through Tennessee Temple. That great university was started in 1946. A great church grew to 57,000 people in the early 1900s. Now, where they put them, I have no clue. I'm just going by what they're claiming, okay? Dr. Robertson resigned in 1983, which ain't that. I was out of high school. I graduated in 78, so I kind of can relate to that. 1983, Dr. Lee, he resigned. And within 20 years, the weekly attendance went down to 370 within 20 years, from 57,000 to 370. Sold its properties in 2013 because it's such a huge, complex facility that those few members could not maintain the properties. So they sold it, and the church actually had relocated and merged with another church because they were struggling. So you got two struggling churches. By the way, which ain't a bad idea. If they go along doctrine, they can, two churches that are merging became one church. Are you following? But they left this facility. The buildings burnt down in 2022. A fire took place. I'm just saying that it is there no more.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters live in concert. That's March 17th at 6 p.m. this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.